There's a stretch of nights in the fall when the moon is absolutely incredible. Usually in October, harvest time for farmers. And when it's full moon time, you can see this huge, brilliant, yellowish moon rising in the eastern sky. Just makes you stop and almost catch your breath. I think it was in the days before electricity that farmers started calling it a harvest moon. With so much depending on the harvest and so little time to bring it in, every hour had to count. And the days never seemed quite long enough to get it all in. So, a bright full moon was more than just a beautiful view. It meant something much more important. With that extra light, God was giving them a little more time to harvest. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a little more time to harvest. Maybe you and I are living right now in the light of a spiritual harvest moon. To bring to Jesus some of the lives around us that he died to rescue. Maybe that's why he's giving you a little more time. There's a powerful illustration of this in our word for today from the Word of God in Luke 13:6. Then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Now, I wonder how many of our lives this parable might be describing. Jesus comes looking for some fruit on a believer's life, especially in the form of some people that you've introduced to him, and he finds none. Why should he leave us here any longer, just soaking up the nutrients in our spiritual soil? But the answer comes, give her a little more time to make a difference. By virtue of the fact that you and I are still here, Jesus has decided to let us have at least a little more time to take some people to heaven with us. I'll tell you, you feel it deeply when the time for you to bring someone home runs out, when harvest time is over. I still remember my high school friend Kathy, not somebody I dated, we were just good friends. One morning during my freshman year of college, I remember waking up to a news story that mentioned her name. I woke up fast. The night before, a gunman had walked into the student union at the university Kathy attended, pulled out a gun, and shot her in cold blood. And suddenly I was out of chances to tell Kathy about how she could go to heaven. We had talked about everything, except Jesus. I had slept through the harvest, and time had run out. That's why the Bible says that when it comes to talking about Jesus, make the most of every opportunity. This spiritual harvest business, this is urgent stuff. Harvest always is. You know the opportunity isn't going to last long. You drop everything to bring it in, and if you wait, you miss it. God wants us to feel that kind of urgency about telling the people we know about the man who loved them enough to die for them. We never know when their time or our time will run out. So, like the farmer, toiling feverishly in the extended light of a harvest moon, God has given you a little more time to bring in someone that his son died for. Please don't keep putting it off. Don't let your life be so full of uneternal stuff that you miss the mission that matters the most. Someone you know desperately needs your Jesus. And Jesus has given you a little more time to bring them home.